What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the May birthday of Fay Terrell, an influential big band singer who had strong ties to the Avenue. Fay was born in Kansas City, Missouri on May the 25th of 1910. In 1934, Fay was discovered by the bandleader Andy Kirk. Fay enjoyed a successful partnership with Andy Kirk. From 1936 to 1940, Fay cut over 40 songs with Kirk's band, including their hit recording, Until the Real Thing Comes Along. Fay's unique falsetto singing set a new trend for rhythm and blues singers, and traces of his influence can still be heard among R&B vocalists today.
We've played the game of stay away, but it costs more than I can pay. Without you, I can't make my way. I surrender, dear.
After leaving the Andy Kirk Band in 1940, Fay formed a partnership with Denver Ferguson, an important Indiana Avenue businessman. Denver owned the Sunset Terrace nightclub and the Ferguson Brothers Talent Agency, a booking agency he ran with his brother, C. Ferguson. The Ferguson Brothers Talent Agency represented Fay Terrell in the early 1940s. In 1942, Fay worked with the Indianapolis-based band leader Clarence Love, and some have speculated that Fay lived in Naptown during this time. For the next hour, we'll celebrate Fay's birthday by listening to classic recordings he made with Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. We'll start with two of the first recordings Fay made in 1936, Blue Illusion and What Will I Tell My Heart?
Blue illusion, why bring a sad conclusion? Take wings of flight back into the night and give me the right to love. Try to explain to friends here the reason we two are apart. I know what to tell our friends here, but what will I tell my heart?
That was Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy with What Will I Tell My Heart, featuring Fay Terrell on vocals. Fay's early recording sessions with Kirk produced the biggest hit of his career, a soaring ballad titled Until the Real Thing Comes Along. And we'll listen to that record now.
I would work for you, I'd slave for you,
I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do. Until the real thing comes along.
That was Faye Terrell performing his signature song, Until the Real Thing Comes Along, recorded in 1936 with Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. Up next, we'll hear three classic tracks Faye recorded in 1937, Skies Are Blue, Cloudy, and Downstream.
Skies are blue, just we two, moon above. Soft guitars tell the stars we're in love. Here was I with just a dream of you. Suddenly the skies above turned blue. Nights are cloudy, days are cloudy, since you went away. Been downhearted since we parted. I can't go on this way. Things are cloudy, oh so cloudy.
Downstream, it seems I'm always drifting downstream. And my life is just a dream I've dreamed in vain. Why am I living if love cannot be? Can't I be giving this heart that's in me?
That was Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy with Downstream, featuring Faye Terrell on vocals. On this week's show, we're celebrating Faye's May birthday. Faye Terrell performed often on the Avenue and had deep connections to the Naptown music scene. Up next, we'll hear two tracks Faye cut in 1938. Lover, Come Back to Me, and Poor Butterfly.
You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, Lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. Poor butterfly, 'neath the blossoms waiting. Poor butterfly, for she loved him so. The moments pass into hours.
That was Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy with Poor Butterfly, featuring Faye Terrell on vocals. Faye was one of the many important musicians featured in the 12 Clouds of Joy. The band's pianist and arranger was the jazz legend Mary Lou Williams. And the band's guitarist was Naptown's own Floyd Smith. Floyd was a pioneer of the electric guitar. In 1939, he cut a record with Andy Kirk's band titled Floyd's Guitar Blues. Many historians consider this recording to be the first blues solo ever recorded on the electric guitar. Let's take a break from our Faye Terrell playlist and listen to this historic instrumental recording from Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch that dial. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Faye Terrell after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the May birthday of Faye Terrell, an influential vocalist with strong connections to the Avenue scene. Faye was born in Kansas City, Missouri, on May 25th of 1910. Up next, we'll hear three classic tracks Faye recorded with Andy Kirk in 1939, September in the Rain, Clouds, and Goodbye.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out. While the silver stars above lend their tender light. Cloud drifting through the sky, while I wonder why my love ever said goodbye. The night was young, the breeze was warm and tender. A fool was I, but how was I to know? I gladly gave my heart in sweet surrender to learn that love was meant to come and go like snow white clouds floating through the night, speaking of a love that was heavenly, a love that could never be mine. I'll never forget you. I'll never forget you. I'll never forget how we promised one day to love one another forever this way. We said we'd never say goodbye.
That was Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy with Goodbye, featuring Faye Terrell on vocals. Many of the tracks Faye recorded with Andy Kirk were arranged by the band's pianist, Mary Lou Williams, a legendary figure in jazz music. Williams was perhaps the most prominent female musician of the big band era. Let's take a break from our Fade to Rail playlist and listen to a pair of tracks Mary Lou Williams wrote and arranged with the 12 Clouds of Joy. From 1940, we'll hear Little Joe from Chicago, followed by the Mary Lou Williams piano solo, Overhand.
Little Joe from Chicago wears a big blue diamond ring. Little Joe from Chicago never wants for anything. He handles plenty money and he dresses up like a king. Little Joe from Chicago never spent a day in.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the May birthday of Fay Terrell, an important big band vocalist with strong ties to the Indiana Avenue scene. Fay Terrell left the Andy Kirk Band in 1940. Up next, we'll hear two of the final recordings Faye made with Kirk's band. There is no greater love, and love is the thing.
There is no greater love than what I feel for you. No greater love. No heart so true. There is no greater thrill. What does it matter if we're rich or we're poor? Fortune and fame, they never endure. Oh, love is the thing. Love is the thing.
That was Fay Terrell singing Love is the Thing, recorded in 1940 with Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. Fay left Andy Kirk's band in 1940. He continued performing live in the 1940s, working with bands like the Carolina Cotton Pickers and the Indianapolis-based Clarence Love Orchestra. But Faye's career was cut tragically short just a few years later. Fay Terrell died of kidney failure in 1945. He was just 35 years old. The last known recording of Fay Terrell is a live radio broadcast from 1943 featuring Fay performing his signature song with the Louis Jordan Band. We'll listen to that track now. This is Until the Real Thing Comes Along.
I would work for you, I'd slave for you, I'd be a beggar or a knave for you. If that ain't love, it'll have to do.
Until the real thing comes along.
That's all the time we have for this week. thanks for tuning in for our tribute to Faye Terrell, an influential vocalist with strong ties to the Indiana Avenue scene. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.